top five on the Rokan Show.
Five.
Let's go.
Now, it's the top five at five on the Rokan Show with Anita Vlantis. Sponsored by the Hip and Knee Center, where they help you feel new again.
Ready?
Yes.
Yes.
Get on with it.
All right. Well, this is really something here.
Mm-hmm. Another day.
Checking in at
number five.
Sarah Sanders was at a White House gaggle this morning. She wasn't taking questions in the White House press briefing room. She only does that once every 6 weeks now. And then she sees her shadow and she leaves again.
Stop.
6 more weeks until there's more questions. I don't know. It got a little weird. So there was a question by Abby Phillip from CNN about why the president was referring to the media as evil, and is he the one responsible for upping the temperature in this whole thing? And then Sarah Sanders has just had enough. She does not want to hear this anymore.
The president feels like we should call out despicable acts, which is exactly what he has done over the last 24 hours. The idea that...
Is evil an appropriate way to describe
it? It's a word that people have used on your network a number of times, not only to describe the president, but many people that work in this administration. Absolutely.
What about the media?
Day in, day out, there is a negative tone. 90% of the media attention around this president is negative, despite historic job creation, despite the fact that our economy is booming, despite the fact that trade deals that everybody said couldn't be made have been made, despite the fact that the president is trying to install law and order at our border and protect the security of Americans from the East Coast to the West Coast, North and South. You guys continue to focus only on the negative, and that is, there is a role to play.
But she wasn't done.
Does the president at least take partial responsibility for the state of the political discourse right now? He's called out the media. Does he acknowledge he also has a direct role to play?
Look, there's a big difference between comments made and actions taken. The president is certainly not responsible for sending suspicious packages to someone, no more than Bernie Sanders was responsible for a supporter of his shooting up a Republican baseball field practice last year. The idea that this is at the hands of the president is absolutely ridiculous.
You know, I would like to, Sarah Sanders, to make one point to her, which she already knows, but I'll just make it anyway.
Okay.
If the president, and he has all of those, many of those things, a little embellishment there, but basically it is, we get record level unemployment, or employment, I should say, low unemployment. We, you know, the economy is gangbusters. The, you know, the Dow is, you know, at 25,000 essentially. It was up to 27,000 at one point. There are some good economic stories here.
Sure.
There are some, you know, he's a law and order guy. A lot of Americans like that. If he behaved in a more moderate way in terms of his own personal demeanor, it has nothing to do with his politics. I don't think people are even offended by his politics as they are by how he behaves, the things he says, the take no prisoners rhetorical take on everything, where everybody who's against him is evil and bad, and people who love him are great and the best, as opposed to, and I get it's marketing, it's all part of it's branding, and that's what he does, but that's not presidential. I don't want P.T. Barnum as my president.
Anthony Scaramucci was interviewed on Fox News today and said that the president lies on purpose to try to incite his opponents, and he does that just to sort of rile them up. And I, you know, look, on this issue, he's actually been more of a unifying voice than I expected. I thought that he would, you know, take aim at the people who were there were some people sort of hanging the responsibility on him on these bombings and these packages being sent with these pipe bombs. And I don't know, I think it's sort of irresponsible to do that at this point. You don't know what's in the mind of this person. You have no idea who they are or what their intentions are. That discussion should be had about the polarization and the fact that there is a lot of vitriol, but I don't think you can attach it at all to this bombing situation at this point.
All right, let me throw something at you.
Okay.
I'm going to throw something at you. That's fine. I'm going to make a prediction.
What do you think?
Today is Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
It's 6:16 on the East Coast, 5:16 right here in Chicago. 24 hours from now, either a potty break tweet in the morning or something,
it's going to turn the
dam
tide.
Is going to break.
You might
this.
Be right.
Yeah, I say within the day, the next 24 hours, that he will have turned. He will blame the bombing on the Democrats.
We'll see.
In by words, if not deeds. Unless it turns out there was a Democrat as a false flag kind of thing, which I doubt, but, you know, if you listen to talk radio, that's all you're hearing today. All right, checking in at...
Number four.
The View discussed the continued deterioration of political discourse, and Meghan McCain acknowledged that she has played a role with some of her heated commentary in the past as the nation deals with the fallout from this week's multiple bomb scares. McCain told her colleagues that she's done a lot of soul searching recently.
Last year on this show, I said, I hate Hillary Clinton, and I called her Crooked Hillary. And it is one of the things I regret doing. I have many vast differences of opinion on philosophy and ideology, and I didn't think she was a great candidate. But hate is not a word that should be coming out of my mouth on television about someone of a different political right. persuasion.
Yeah.
So I need to hold myself to the same standard that I would like to hold the president. And I implore everyone else in media, because I think we should cop to our mistakes. And I'm damn sure going to continue trying to do it like my father did. Mm-hmm. I'm not always going to tell you I'm going to succeed, but I do regret doing that.
It is, you know, I'm glad she said that because...
Mm-hmm. You don't hear it often, that's for sure.
No, and what I like most about what she's saying there is we throw around the word hate a lot. Mm-hmm. And we talk about hating individuals who we don't know. Right? I hate... blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I hate, you know, you can hate Donald Trump or Barack Obama or Hillary Clinton or whatever. You don't know those people.
That's true.
Right? I mean, you don't know what you know, what they really are. You may hate what they stand for politically. You may hate how they have acted or what they have said, but hating the individual, and it does become a blood sport about hating an individual. If you're going to hate something, hate the Green Bay Packers.
Aaron Rodgers. I mean, why not?
Yeah. I won't hate Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, because he's a human being. Okay.
I hate the Green Bay Packers.
I like how big you've become, Earl.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You'll go back to hating him next week.
I did hate Aaron
Rodgers. What about when they play them next? Do you get to hate him on that day?
I hated him that night in Green Bay.
The unspeakable things that happened in week one.
Yes. That which shall not be remembered. I hate, and that
I've had to sit through therapy sessions because of week one.
I also hate the fact that he has dated all of my celebrity crushes.
I hate the fact that the ESPYs gave him, quarterback of the year, or after when Tom Brady had just done the biggest comeback in the history of sports.
I quite
after
honestly
the Super
prefer
Bowl.
That to Tom Brady, but I don't hate him. I just hate the Green Bay Packers. So let's try to keep our hatred for sports institutions, people.
Institutions only. Okay. We'll see how long that lasts.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right. Our live broadcast from the United Center before the Blackhawks take on the Rangers, brought to you by Citgo. Fill up at your locally owned station today.
You can hear the kegs rolling by, and then you've got the men in the lederhosen walking around the concourse because it's Oktoberfest night at the United Center.
And Violetta just went running up to the guys in the lederhosen screaming, Papa! Papa! Papa, can you hear me?
Yeah, it's a unique situation going on here in the concourse.
Weird.
It's something to see.
Yeah, I'm not exactly sure what's happening. All right, we'll move on without her then. We're in the top five.
See you later.
We've worked our way up to
number three.
Jimmy Kimmel. You want to know who won or who didn't win the Mega Millions jackpot?
I assume that the fact that you are here with us tonight means you did not win the lottery last night. I'm sorry. The Mega Millions jackpot was $1.5 billion. A single winning ticket was sold in South Carolina, where the winner is planning on buying South Carolina. So that's... South Carolina is one of a handful of states where the lottery winner is allowed to remain anonymous, or as anonymous as you can be when you suddenly have a fleet of gold jet skis on your front lawn. But...
or a fighter jet. As you dreamed of.
Yeah, well, okay, so you want to know the good news?
What's the good news?
The good news is that the ball is back. Powerball.
Mm-hmm. That's right. It rolled over. No one won that one, so still got a shot.
We got that going for us.
If you want to feel better about yourself that you didn't win the Mega Millions, go read the story of Jack Whitaker. I was reading in the Washington Post today.
Just
that
about
poor
everything
guy.
That could go wrong. With
everything.
Yeah, but he hung out in strip clubs every day. What do you expect?
Well, he went to celebrate with the strip clubs, and then he put $500,000 on a briefcase in his car, and someone broke in and stole it.
Shocker.
His house was on fire,
people
and somebody in his family
and,
died, and people were in prison, and it just did
people
not go well.
I'll still take it. Why do some states make you come out and be in the public and have?
Well, Illinois does specifically because they don't want the politician stealing it. They figure someone inside is going to steal it. That's the truth.
There's a credibility to it by knowing that the person has won and not just keeping it all secret.
Yeah.
That there is an individual who
South
claimed
Carolina,
the prize.
They oh my God, Violetta is dancing with the people now, and the letters and there's no music. What was in that drink?
Is that the chicken dance they're all doing right now? I don't know, but she did drink a very large ice cream flavored beverage with a lot of alcohol.
She's back in her village.
Is this the valley or is this the mountain that she's just come back from? I don't know.
Are they valley people or mountain people?
Now they're all looking at us. Now they're all looking at us like, oh my God.
Hi, guys. These are my new German friends. They're doing the dancing entertainment at the Oktoberfest tonight.
Awesome.
Hello.
And one of them just spin me around. What was that called, that move?
Oh, God.
Violetta, we're in the middle of the top
this
5 and 5, and I have to keep going.
It's a radio program.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you. All right. Checking in.
Number two.
Ellen DeGeneres had Sean P. Diddy Combs on, and apparently...
Yeah.
P. Diddy is afraid of clowns.
Oh. Is this a true story? I want to know. I heard you're scared of clowns.
No.
I heard that.
Impossible.
Why is it impossible?
Because I'm a black man.
You can be scared.
I have so many other things to be fearful of. A clown is not going to scare me.
Really?
Yes. I'm not afraid of clowns.
But I heard that you were.
Are you on a play? You know, I woke up this morning and I said, I want my life to be full of surprises. Ellen, I thank you. Thank you.
So he was scared out of his mind.
Yeah. There you go.
I'm scared of him, too.
I would have done the exact same
Me
thing.
Me, too.
All right. And finally.
Number one.
A little over a year ago, Martin Stanton was out for a walk with his camera when he encountered an adorable donkey named Harriet hanging out in a field near his home in Ireland. From the first moment, Stanton was smitten. I don't know where this is going, by the way.
This is quite a story.
Now I'm a little worried. And it was then that he decided to introduce himself by gifting Harriet a treat. The dear donkey gave Stanton an unforgettable gift. In a return, it turns out, Harriet has a surprisingly unique singing voice. Oh. And she put on a performance for Stanton, as if to say thank you for the treats. And now it's gone viral.
Oh my gosh, that's a donkey? That's crazy.
He actually sounded sad.
It did.
No, I didn't think so. I thought it was appreciation.
It was a little melancholy. Is that how elephants say?
Same treats?
I'm just trying to put together a stage show. I'm just wondering, how am I going to monetize this thing?
That one just sounds like a horned-up monkey or something. Every time I
you know what?
One.
We should never let the kids drink
no,
at Thanksgiving.
Exactly. I mean, this is the problem of serving alcoholic beverages 2 hours ago.
Let me tell you something. You know what it sounds like to me? There's one horned up monkey right there.
All right. Great.
Damn, boy. Get a room.
All right.
I think it's time to wrap that up, please.
The top 5 at 5. Judy's News being brought to you by Townstone Financial.